The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." Jesus said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. Indeed, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. A war broke out in heaven. A war broke out in heaven. I'm not sure about you, but I was kind of hoping heaven would be a war-free zone. But nevertheless, we have heard that a war broke out in heaven. So let's set the scene. There were people there, and also there were dragons there. And Michael, who apparently had been to the gym recently, Michael kicked those dragons not only to the curb, but out of heaven entirely. Unfortunately, Michael kicked the dragon and all of his friends straight into this world, into our realm. As it is written, the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And then it is written, "Rejoice then, you heavens, and those who dwell in them, but woe to the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you with great wrath, because he knows that his time is short." So Michael sent the dragon and all of his friends into our backyard. Thank you, not at all. Woe to us on earth. In case you haven't noticed, there are dragons among us. Here be dragons. And now what? What do we do with the dragons among us? Probably we don't want them around, as cool as they might look. We might want to throw them down, kick them out, eliminate them. Yesterday, news was released that the Hezbollah leader, Hassan Nasrallah, was killed by an airstrike in Beirut. And from one perspective, I suppose we could rejoice that a dragon was killed. But when I heard that news, I immediately thought of the many others who would be killed in retaliation. Today, tomorrow, the next day, any moment now, in fact. There are no winners in war. We all lose when we take up arms against one another. And so it is a little bit challenging today to be thinking about war in heaven and to rejoice over war. There are dragons that deserve to be thrown down, eliminated, and destroyed. And if only our world were cleared of them, if only there was no longer any place for them among us here, as there is no place for them in heaven, if only we didn't entertain even the idea of war, that would be good news, wouldn't it? That would be good news to the children in Gaza. That would be good news to the children in Ukraine. And let's be honest, wouldn't it be good news for any child in any classroom in this country if we didn't entertain war anymore? War broke out in heaven, and Michael defeated the dragon. He was thrown down, eliminated, deleted. No occupancy, no room for him in heaven. And now here are the dragons among us. Here are the dragons called poverty, homelessness, depression, homophobia, racism, settler colonialism. Here are so many dragons that cannot be named. And what do we do? What do we do with them today? One of my feelings about this feast day of St. Michael is I don't really like the icons of Michael. Because what we see is Michael with a giant sword killing the dragon, right? It's very mighty and masculine in a way. But when we look at scripture, when we read what we heard today, what we hear is that Michael and his angels conquered the dragon by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Not by a sword, but by the word. Not by violence, but by love. The power of love and mercy and sacrifice. Now, I wasn't there, so I can't say for sure what that looked like. But it might be that Michael and his friends conquered the dragon with a hot dish, or some freshly baked bread, or a cup of tea, or a conversation that was honest, or kindness. Again, I wasn't there, but I am here. And what I know and what I have observed is the way we conquer the dragons among us is through the love of God, which we have come to know through Christ Jesus. We are surrounded by dragons of all kinds. We have dragons within us, but we will not defeat them through death. I know for sure we will not defeat them through death. I know for sure that we can try to battle evil with evil, guns with guns, bombs with bombs, hatred with hatred, and it will never work. The cycle will continue on. We especially will not conquer the greatest of dragons, the dragon that was kicked out of heaven with anything but love, because that dragon that was thrown down is death itself. Those angels, they are the angels that were alongside the dragon. They are the messengers of death. They are the ones who are among us and make us afraid. They're the elephant in the room, the dragon in the room. Death and the fear of it is the beast that threatens to take away life. All that is good in the world. Death and the fear of it is what makes us afraid of anything or anyone who is different. Death and the fear of it is what holds us back from life and life abundant. Death is the mighty beast. But on this day, we are reminded that Michael and all the angels have conquered death by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And not just them, but Christ is the one who actually has defeated death. The dragon that is death and the fear of it has been made powerless through the love of God in Christ Jesus. And so we can proudly announce, Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. If it sounds like an Easter sermon, you're not wrong. I had a hard time just not preaching an Easter sermon today. But that's actually what we are celebrating today. We are celebrating the resurrection of Christ, the defeat of death. Through Christ, through our baptisms, we get to be dragon slayers. How cool is that? Now, you might not be in a slaying mood today. You might think that's a little too much. I would really rather go home and have a nap on this fall afternoon. But what you maybe need to remember is that by being here, by being in this pew, by being online on Zoom, we are together slaying the forces that want to keep us isolated and alone. Right now, when we sing songs of praise, we're joining our voices for peace and justice, drowning out the chorus that preaches and sings violence and destruction. Right now, when we come to this table together to receive the bread and the cup, we are resisting the message of scarcity and rather embracing the truth that God desires us to have life and life abundant. On this particular morning, as we are imagining heaven, isn't it wonderful to know that Floyd is there? Isn't it wonderful? Although he will be dearly missed by his family and his friends and this community in particular, it's lovely to be reminded that where he is, there are no dragons, and there's no illness, and there's no pain, and there's no crying. Those dragons have been kicked out of heaven. The war has already been won, and we can rejoice that Floyd is at that table at the wedding banquet, which has no end. And I kind of hope he's seated next to Dame Maggie Smith. Just wondering what kind of conversation that might be. My prayer for you today, as you go out into the world with all its dangers, toils, and snares, is that you remember that you are not powerless against the evils that are among us. You are armed with the love of Christ, with the news, the wonderful news of the resurrection. I pray that you will go forth then and smile with abandon. Go forth and vote, please. Go forth in that spirit of abundance, not scarcity. Go forth, dear ones, and slay. And let the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.